Good afternoon, everyone. I must remember I still haven't updated my account, simply because I just haven't bothered to put my computer on. I'm sitting on my cuddler at the end of my lounge near my patio doors in blazing sunshine. So I think the rain from Hurricane Bertha's backside has gone. We're now left with the wind. It's pretty windy. I've just got a nice cup of Tassimo tea. Obi's home and in bed. The kids are upstairs. They're not in bed, but it was called into question whether we were going over and their dad's today, because the rain was so bad that they didn't want to have to go out in it, and I don't blame them, to get the buffet food. So I did say you could just come over tomorrow, but I thought Rona might be disappointed. So he said we could just go to dinner instead, but then he called me and said that it's all back on because the sun's coming out. It's going in a bit now, but it's a bit in and out. And you might be able to hear a bit of wind coming in the door. You can probably hear it outside. It's actually really windy. And my wind chimes are tinkling a little bit. my sister had a disaster yesterday. They went to a baby shower over in Surrey. Oops, Lammy's just plays Pinky. Leave her alone. It was her ex's niece, and obviously she's a cousin of my sister's kids, so that's why they went. And they went in two cars. Her ex went in his car and she went in hers. And all this baby shower thing, I'm not going to talk about that another time. It's very nice, but it's a new, fairly new concept in the UK, I'd say. I didn't certainly have it for mine, and I think it's preempting things a bit, and I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll have to do a separate boo about that. It's a nice idea and it's lovely, but I don't know why people don't wait until they've actually given birth and know that everything's fine. Then's the time to celebrate, if you ask me. But anyway, they didn't leave till 1 a.m. Her car had overheated, and they put some water in it, and it's been nothing but trouble. It was a second-hand car she bought off of one of her son's friends. It's been nothing but trouble ever since day one. And they started home, and she was going to follow her ex in case there was any problem, but her son, who'd been drinking, said, oh, we don't need to do that. Why don't we go a short way? So they went the short way, so they thought. They were on the M25, and suddenly she felt the car was going to cut out. She said that the car's going. She managed to pull it over onto the hard shoulder, and it was very, very hair raising because all the trucks and the cars were probably exceeding the speed limit, as I'm sure people do in the night. They were coming very close to the car, so they got out and. Because it was, the other thing I forgot to say, it was driving rain, torrential rain. They got a pace table. They had a pace table in the back of the car because they do boot fairs sometimes. And they went up the bank, the embankment, and it was set the pace table up and sat on it in the pouring rain. and they had to wait there. I don't know how long they waited, but they didn't get home till 5 o'clock this morning. And they had to contact her ex, who'd gone a different way, and he had to come looking for them because obviously he had to drive them home. And basically the long and short of it is the car's been scrapped. One of his friends, who's a recovery bloke, came out and said it was gone, and that was it, which was no surprise really. It was due for its MOT in September and it would never have passed it. But the awful thing is she didn't have the money, because that's another story. She hasn't been paid by her person she works for for 2 weeks now. So she didn't have the money to pay to get it back here so that she could scrap it herself and get the scrap value. So his friend said, well, he'll just dispose of it for her and, you know, just have the money instead for the scrap. So she's ended up losing all her money, not getting a penny from scrap, and now having no car. So I think our holiday is probably just a dream, unfortunately, which is rather sad because I really wanted to get away. Whether Obi and I could get down there on the train and go somewhere, or just go somewhere, anywhere really. I'd like to go to the coast though. I don't know. I'm not sure. Or whether we could find someone to drive us down. Anyway, that's my update for the day, and I will go and upgrade my account at some point, but now I have quite a lot to do before getting ready to go over there. We're going over there at 4 o'clock. So I hope you're all having a good day and you're not being deluged too much by Bertha or Bertha's backside. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now. I suppose the keypad's locked. This phone's very temperamental. Sometimes it locks on audio boom, sometimes it doesn't.